Episode 310 of the Drake and Tyler Show. It's like a DHT light. You don't get all of it, but you get a little bit of it. You get a little bit of heat in the beginning here because some stuff happened. Coming after our guy, Goat Wallace. We'll get into that. We talk about some other stuff. Spring ball, Jenny's ice cream, our moms. It's a great episode. Let's have a day. Let's go.
Welcome back, Washable Walk-Ons fans. Episode 310, I think, of the podcast. And Kluver's an asshole, and he showed up without a shirt on. Absolutely pissed me off. There's really few people on earth I hate more than Kluver, and that's really why this podcast works. So,
true.
Fuckhead, go ahead and take it from me.
Thought it was DHT. It's DHW. W.
Long day. Big head.
Should have done it yesterday. Can't say that I am the first person to show up to the podcast with no shirt. In fact, I would be the third out of three of us because you definitely have before and Kevin has multiple times. So I'm not going to apologize. I feel the least bit not wrong about it. And I'm here to do my thing. Afternoon got a little wonky today. In fact, the evening schedule got a little wonky for Drake and myself both. So this is why we're recording now. You will not hear Kevin's voice. This is one of those times where we really can't blame Kevin for not being here because we didn't even tell him we were recording. And
wait, are you not going to record with him later?
Maybe, maybe not. We'll see.
Dang. Sorry, yeah. Kev.
Yeah. I might just say, screw it.
I'm full blown blaming you.
Okay. That's fine. And we'll see where this goes. I wasn't going to say this. I wasn't going to bring it to the main show.
Talked
about it on DHT yesterday at the end of the show. And Drake said some,
oh no,
absolutely. I was going to use a word, but I don't think it,
I used some pretty vile language.
Vile. I was going to say vapid, but that's not what I want. No, vapid is actually the opposite. Vapid means offering nothing that is stimulating or challenging. And the only reason I'm bringing this up on the main show is because it has been sent to me by so many people. And so when something gets sent a bunch to us, either it be through the Washed Up Walk-Ons account or my personal account, I'm going to assume that it was also sent by several people to old K. Wardy. And probably your Twitter account that you don't no longer check. And that is that now 2 years, almost 2 years post the racial discrimination debacle that went down inside of Iowa football over the summer of 2020. The only legal action that has spawned from that was a just bare bones fucking attempt at trying to squeeze money out of the university. And that's about as nice as of a way that I could put that. And now those seven guys, six of whom Drake and I played with, five of whom.
Who's the one that we didn't?
A person I've never heard of before.
Yeah, fuck that guy too.
Yeah.
He can eat my scrum.
Yeah, fuck him just as bad. I would say I was good with two of these guys, had no issues with them while we played with them. The other four never really cared for. And now the other two really kind of dead to me as well. All that to say, they've added 2 years later, Coach Seth Wallace to the lawsuit. And I'm baffled just at a loss for words in general. Just grasping at straws. I mean, they're trying anything to get anything. Really sad for them, honestly. I don't care even a little bit, not a shred.
I hope all seven of them die horrendous deaths.
there's just...
I honestly hope that they all get tortured and get
okay,
tortured.
Okay.
It feels like
okay, chill. This isn't
punished.
This isn't DHT.
Fuck them all.
It's not about them. There's clearly some issues with them. What really made me mad, and initially I was like, oh, this is just bullshit, like very, just so petty. But like, I love Coach Wallace so much that I actually felt empathy, which there are not many things in life that really touch the empathy nerve inside of Tyler Kluber's body. It's an issue that I have. It's a character flaw. And I should probably go to therapy for it, but that's just a real thing. And Drake and Kevin can and have attested to that for many a times and
many a sociopathic tendency.
And for them to add Coach Seth Wallace of all people, God damn it. I wish you guys listening knew the endless amount of things that that man did for every one of his players. The list that could run forever of what he did to create relationships, carry a culture, coach, care about guys outside of football, bring them along, give them second chances, third chances, fourth chances to guys who didn't deserve it in the first place, of all colors, white, brown, purple, black, didn't matter. He's one of the best, and I know what you guys sent it to us because we've talked so highly of him, and I will continue to. He's one of the best fucking men I've ever met in my life.
Damn good football coach, too.
Unbelievable football coach. In fact, just talked the other day with Nick DeMarco about how LeVar and Seth are both future D1 coaches, and like they are that level. There aren't a lot of people out there in the world that are just Division I level football coaches, head coaches. Seth is one of those guys. So that kind of touches a nerve with me. And you know what? It's probably a good thing we don't have Kevin on here, because Kevin might say some shit that Stryker doesn't like, because Kevin is a ride hard, die hard for Coach Seth Wallace as well. And he doesn't need us to stand here and defend him and talk about how
but
good
we
he
will.
But I'm still going to.
That, and still on site for any of you cowardly pieces of shit. Any of you seven scumbag pieces of garbage.
Yeah, I'm
taking no prisoners.
It's not a good deal. And, you know, people show their true colors, and I'm sure everybody out there has some people that they once knew or currently know who did some shit that just absolutely baffled them. And that's sort of the situation we're in with our former teammates. It's pretty wild that they would come after. I get James Daniels, Jordan Lomax, the other guys who came out with legitimate claims, said, I'm a little bit worried about some of the stuff that's going down. Not sure that it's really letting everybody's career come to fruition like maybe they thought it would. And you know, the KF took to that, and it seems like 2 years later now, the program is doing better, in a place that people hoped it would be, probably in a better spot than most people thought it would be just 2 years removed. But for those guys to, and if you read what they're asking for, not only are they asking for damages, but they're asking for their tuition to be paid for. I mean, it's just like so blatantly a money grab. It's unbelievable. It's just,
so they want the tuition that they already got paid for to be paid for again.
I can't remember exactly what it said. It said something like beyond damages, they're also asking for anti-racist training, all five of the people who are in the lawsuit to be fired, something. I'm pretty sure one of them was like tuition to all the, don't quote me on this, people who are listening, but it was something like tuition to all the former African-American athletes under Coach Ferentz or something like that, or those who were affected, those who had claims. I don't know. I'll tell you what it is. It's they're hoping that they can fucking get the whole time. They've hoped that the university would just tuck their tail, say fuck it. They're a university. They've got billions of dollars, and they would just pay them out each a nice little handsome settlement so that they could, you know, they could buy more. I was going to, yeah, they could eat. Yeah. I'm not going to go there. I won't go there, but I could go there because I know six of these seven, and it's just, yeah. So I didn't want to start the podcast like that, but I did. Seth Wallace is the fucking goat. In fact, we should, out of pettiness, make a t-shirt with Seth Wallace's face on it. And
100%. Goat Wallace, and we'll just have his face on a goat.
Dude, I think that could sell. I think we could sell a lot. Do you know how often I'd wear that?
Every day.
I'd buy three versions. I'd wear one to work out and two to always have a clean one to go out in. And I'd wear Goat Wallace everywhere. Oh man, what a shirt. Dude, I'm mocking that up immediately after this podcast. And if I can make it look any good at all, we might have to make that. And we'll also send him one. You think he'd wear it?
And honestly, I think it should be whether it's on the front or the back, it should have a little voice bubble that says, get your pads down.
Yes. Yes. Dude, can you imagine the fucking t-shirt? And it should be Goat Wallace. And should it be like red, white, and blue, or just Hawkeye colors, or just like,
I was thinking Hawkeye colors myself. Okay. Okay. We send one to all the coaching staff and they're all wearing Goat Wallace t-shirts around the complex at the same time.
They come out for warmups one Saturday and they're all wearing Goat Wallace. Get your pads down.
Get your pads down.
That's so funny, dude. That's so funny for such a niche group of people. I mean, you guys understand.
You're an asshole.
Wow. What an idea. I guarantee we could get every former player. I bet we could get every former player, including the ones that are fucking suing the guy to wear that because they know how fucking good of a dude he is. Unreal. Unreal. Anyway, one more thing about that whole thing. The best part about that was when Lomax called them out on Twitter and said
if y'all would have made it, you wouldn't be looking for money.
Yep. And I'll just leave it there. So that's a hot 15 plus minutes to open up this podcast. And I fucking love you guys. All right. And I don't even mean to say the F word, right? I'm trying to cut down on that because we're going to clean this podcast up as we grow and mature and shout out the haters who said we're just an immature podcast. The reviewers who said you can just tell how immature they are. Shout out to them because they pegged me right on the money. They know me 100%. And we're going to become more mature and we're going to get better. But we're not going to
still probably make some real immature comments on this broadcast.
Yeah. If that lawsuit comes up, the F word's completely on the table because 100% to those guys, fuck you.
And fuck you twice.
Yeah.
You
So anyway, hot 15 plus minutes to open up the podcast. I want to take a quick second to let you guys know.
Take a cold shower or what?
Yeah. For all of you fully tented out there, well, guess what? You might as well just rip the pants off and let it breathe because there's new Washed Up Walk-Ons merchandise coming tomorrow. As you listen to this, well, I guess if you're a Patreon member, where you will also get a discount. If you're going to get a discount, you're going to get a discount on merch if you're a Patreon member. Let me roll through that real quick, actually. If you plan at all, Say you're not currently a Patreon member. You've heard us talk about it and you're like, what the fuck is this Patreon stuff? I know DHT is a thing. I don't really care about all these extra perks, but what is this Patreon all about? If you sign up at any level, right? The first tier, second tier, third tier, you're going to get a discount on all of our merchandise that we do. That includes out of our regular store that is static that you can go to 24/7, as well as the limited time stores that we do where we offer a much higher variety of items, such as the one that is dropping on Friday at Hold on. I've got the email from my guy right here. Friday at 10 a.m. It's going to be open for 10 days. April 22nd, Friday, through midnight of May 1st, right? Put it in a May Day basket, right? So say you sign up for the Patreon and you sign up for a year, or you just sign up for a month. If you sign up for a month, the month to month, you're going to pay $4, $8, or $12, but you're going to get a discount code that gives you 10, 15, or 20% off your merch order. So if you're going to buy merch, you might as well sign up for the Patreon because it pays for your subscription, right? See how that works? So patreon.com/washedupwalkons. You also get to go in and then hear the extended conversation that Drake and I had.
And boy, was it graphic.
It was absolutely just ferocious. Word.
So here's the thing. My mom's room in this house is upstairs, no. Right?
She heard you.
I walked out of the thing and she's like, "How'd the podcast go?" And I gave her the synopsis of what I said. Oh, and she's like, "Jesus Christ, Drake."
She's just sitting there going, "Oh, God damn it. That's my son. Son of
a maniac."
You know what my mom sent me on Instagram? She said, my mom's obsessed with animals, by the way. She wants to retire and then work at like a... At one point, she told me that she was going to apply to work at the zoo with the penguins. So that's how deep she is into animals. She's a lunatic. I love her, but she's a lunatic and she follows... Hey, if you have an animal with a name and it has an Instagram account or a TikTok, she follows you. That's how deep we are. So anyway... right before this podcast, I open my Instagram. She sends me a DM that is a TikTok or a reel of a bear, a baby bear. I'll show it to you. Look at this. Oh, shit. Do you see that?
Yeah.
There's a fucking woman cuddling a baby bear. And she says to me, I want a bear. And I responded, "No, you don't want the bear." And she responds, "Well, I know that, but this is cute." Hey, mom, could you be more 55? What the fuck are we talking about?
Her to get a German Shepherd and they look just like bears for quite a few
years. Yeah, she's never been a dog person, though. Never had a dog.
A German Shepherd's almost a person.
You're right. German Shepherds are smarter than at least seven people I know. Six.
Way smarter than six people I know and one that I don't.
Right. No, dead ass. You're 100% right about that. So that's my mom. And God bless our moms, right? Speaking of, Mother's Day's coming up.
Coming up.
And you know what would be a great present for a mom, a Hawkeye mom? Little Hawks by a Million merch, huh? Holy shit. Also, for those that don't know, I know I announced it on Twitter, but for those that only follow on the podcast, don't get on the old social media a whole lot. We've got a new walk-on shirt. It's a black two-tone with a sort of a dark gray charcoal letter. It's the first in our walk-on line where we're going to start to build out sort of a lifestyle kind of mentality line of clothing that's more based on like the mindset of a walk-on. It's a pretty sick shirt. Even Drake likes it. Which is hard to do. It's hard to please Drake. We've got it in t-shirts, short sleeve hoodies, long sleeve hoodies. I think it's in a tank top. It's in multiple different t-shirt variations. It's in a kid size. The new Block HBAM is in kid sizes. There's a Wash Up Walk-On's bucket hat in this drop. No.
We're about to sell a lot of bucket hats, aren't we?
There's Wash Up Walk-On's performance shorts in this drop. Come on, man. And now at this point, you're going, "Well, they're just selling all their Patreon stuff." Yeah, man. Trying to get the bag out here. Okay. It's episode 310. We're in the heart.
Maybe Quiver can finally afford a shirt.
Dude, get me a t-shirt, which is really ironic because we're selling t-shirts. You'd think I could just buy my own, yeah. But it's not the way it works. You guys have to buy it first.
Or maybe you would wear one of our that you were trying to promote, maybe. I don't know.
You know what I thought about when we do these merch drops?
Doing the podcast completely naked now because you're most of the way there?
Well, I could be there right now. You don't even know.
To be honest, nobody knows.
Right.
Hoover's tented and recording right now.
Just fully erect, naked, standing in the room. What I thought about is if we were a legitimate clothing company or we had a legitimate clothing brand, which we kind of do, we would get
would launder money through it.
That, yes, we would Walter White the fuck out of it, right? It'd be just like
got to.
It would be just like the car wash. No, we would get like a nice camera and we would print the items beforehand. And then we would get like shots of us, you know, like in a promo, like modeling the t-shirts so that, you know, that's how actual people that sell clothing do that shit.
Gonna have to buy a couple fat models.
Yeah, we'd have to be politically correct. We'd definitely be woke as fuck in the modeling department. But anyway, also, I think the next big move, and I don't want to say too much about this, but I think the next big move is even though Shields was selling some knockoff Hawks by a Million shit, I think it's about time we get the real stuff in there.
All right, bro.
I think it's about time we go retail. Just saying.
You got to send Kevin after that. You got to be like, listen, I'm a representative striker. I'm a former captain of the University of Iowa football team. And I'm here to sell you my merchandise.
That's a strong.
We got to send Kevin after that drop.
Absolutely. That yeah, that's a strong open by him. He's got one hell of a little – like if he needs to, he can really drop.
I'm the CEO of Stryker and a former Iowa football captain. Buy my merchandise.
The horse. CEO. I run the books at one of the biggest orthopedic surgical tool and body replacement.
And when I tell you I run the books, I mean I run them.
I mean I'm cooking these fuckers like they're hotcakes. Speaking of pancakes.
Turkey, bacon, or ham, bud.
Hey, yeah. Turkey, bacon, or ham. I'll cook it for you. I got a snap from you last night. Whoa, little hamstring flexibility there. Good for you.
Dude, I got insane hamstring flexibility. I can eat my knees.
I thought you were going to say I could eat my nuts.
Not quite.
Probably can eat your nuts too.
I actually had a couple of black belts feed me their nuts this morning.
Yeah,
I've been training with George, like, you know,
yeah,
stupid sore, right?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to go into these sessions and deal with these black belts and my muscles are all fucking looking like Velcro and shit. Yeah. And I am just getting slaughter ganged.
Yeah. Because you're a quarter second slow, huh?
Dude, I'm a 3/4 of a second slow. I'm nearing get me a handicap sticker slow.
Oh fuck. Wheelchair slow. Yeah, that's
drooling on myself.
That's the front squat with the bands. That'll do it. That'll do that to you. No. That's what happens when you try to be that guy and you're not that guy.
And then you try and do board benches with legitimately at least 95% of my max.
What did you have on the bar?
275.
And you haven't benched.
I'm not that guy.
Dude, that's not smart. Talk about the last time you benched was a pec tear, and you get under 275, bro. That's, you're sitting on fire, basically. You're asking to
get, I like to burn.
Yeah, you're asking to get burnt there.
How, Hoover, in all of the years that you've known me, which is going on 10 now, to be honest, I think we were 18 when we met each other, and we're both going to be 28 this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the decade that you've known me, have I ever not played with fire?
No, you basically wake up, you light the fire, and you carry it around until you find a way to go to bed.
And my asshole is filled with kerosene.
You're basically made of kindling material. Yeah, you're flammable at all times. That's a good way to describe you. I wonder sometimes. I've got this little sheet on the side here that I always have up. It says podcast, like podcast outline. Sometimes I put shit there. Today it was completely blank, which thank God we're almost 30 minutes into a show and we still got a couple things to talk about here. But one of them says, it kind of has the reminder that we're presented by DRF Sports. Shout out to them, by the way. In fact, right before we got on this podcast, I got a little notification from the DRF app that there's like $10,000 up for grabs. For a certain 10, it's literally the easiest way to make money We've even had a couple people.
It's funny you mention that. I actually just placed about $25,000 worth of UFC wagers on DRF Sports before we even jumped on this podcast.
That's an irresponsible amount of money, but I'm sure that they are happy with that. And you guys could be happy with it too. There's all these sports books. They have like these mini games, right? They have these ways that they want to get you into their system so that then they can feed you all of their advertising, right? With DRF, it's like kind of the same thing, but it's not like some bullshit game. Like they have this easy cash grab app where you pick, and you guys saw me kind of pumping it sometimes. You literally just pick, like it's so easy, and then you possibly win, right? You don't have to go into your account, go to find a special thing. It's right there on the main page. But sometimes I sit here and wonder, I wonder if those DRF guys listen to the podcast and they just hear us shitting all over like the lawsuit or like talking about my mom and her like trying to find a way to buy like saber-tooth tigers for her house and shit. Like they just, I hope they laugh. I just hope they are also entertained with this shit, man. Shout out to DRF. They, you know, they're shelling out the big bucks for us for some goddamn reason. Gotta love them. By the way, that store link I will post Friday morning on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter for the Wash Up Walk-Ons merch. So if you guys are wondering or now waiting on the on waiting on that, just be aware. All right. This weekend. Oh, I know what I wanted to talk about. Now let's finish with that. This weekend is the spring game.
Do the fans still get fired up for Iowa spring games, even though they've seen like 23 of them now and they know it's not a game?
You know, I wonder that. I wonder that. It seems to be that when the weather's good, and right now the weather may be, I think it's a little dicey. At least last I saw.
Listen, if the weather's good, it gives Iowans an opportunity to come out of their hole of hibernation, get boozed up, and be happy for a day in the sun.
Yeah. Like,
that's all about the weather.
The weather is huge for spring day because everybody does kind of understand what you're getting. You're not getting a real game. I don't know how Nebraska and Ohio State and some of these other places pack their spring games. It's like a, it's like the culture there, I guess, which I mean, I like getting 10 win seasons as opposed to winning five and having a spring day sellout, but that's neither here nor there. Weather for Saturday originally had a little rain in the forecast. For Iowa City, it now looks like it's going to be a high of 79 and maybe,
wow,
and maybe just windy. Right. So, and that kind of levels out. So that sounds decent. Obviously make your way there if you're in Iowa City or you're around the surrounding area. I don't know if
it's really easy to booze in the after spring game party if it's 79 degrees.
Very much so. Right. That would be huge for the players. But when you think spring game, what comes to mind aside from the crossfish boil and us going out that night,
the crossfish,
the CrossFit boil, the crawfish boil and the after activities, obviously a highlight for the players. And maybe we can talk to that a little bit more here in a second. But when you actually think spring game, I think about you ending Malik's career. And that's the first thing that comes to my mind. But what comes to your head?
Rest in peace to that guy.
Good guy, by the way, Malik Rucker.
Yeah. You know, and in this situation, we can blame Phil, because if Phil would have called cover two, he might have been the one giving me a blown out ACL or something, you know?
Right.
But he was playing cover three, which gave me a little space there in the flat.
Yeah.
And when you give a freight train a little bit of space against
picked up some steam. A deer.
Picked a little steam.
I wouldn't even call him a deer. I'd call him more of like
a chihuahua.
He was a skinny antelope back then. My guy didn't have a lot of meat on the bones quite yet. It was our first spring ball, wasn't it?
Second
spring ball. Okay. Well, maybe no. Okay. No excuses then, Malik. That's
wait, 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 wait. No, wait.
Was it 2014?
I don't remember, maybe.
I think it was 2014.
It could have been.
Who knows? Either way, Drake, I believe you caught the ball in the flat.
Yeah, caught a flat route.
And you turned around, picked up a little steam, Hard to slow down.
Same foot, same shoulder.
Hard to slow down a train.
And he didn't get up for a bit after that one.
Oh, no. That was one of those where they were like, move it down 20 yards. Move it. Move it. Back to the top of the script. Oh, shit. Okay.
My favorite spring ball memory will always be Macon having to end his spring ball career with 9 B plays in a row against the second team. Like, just the most unfair thing to ever make a senior fullback do is end his spring game, his final spring game, with 9 straight B plays. And I watched him do it, and it just felt for him.
And that's a level of disrespect that it's hard to get to, honestly.
Very hard to get to that level.
Do you remember him having any thoughts about that, or
it was absolute bullshit?
We got to have Macon back on, man. 3-time guest of the show, by the way. Old Macon.
That's all?
Yeah, I think only 3.
Oh, so, man, we got to bump those numbers up.
Clearly, we got to have him back on. As you can tell, we've been struggling with the guests lately. Although, tonight was going to be the night that I reached out to old J-Bo. I don't know if he's going to respond, and I know that y'all in the fan base, in the listenership, the listenership almost sounds like a cult. Like,
this is a bit of a cult, bud.
You're right. You're right. Let's be honest. I don't know if J-Bo is even going to respond. If he does respond, I'm expecting a full spectrum of possible answers, from like, you guys can eat rocks to, I'll come on the show and we'll chop it up. I hope he comes on the show. Drake and I did talk candidly and honestly about how we assessed the situation when he got in the altercation downtown. And I think Kevin even offered his thoughts and opinions on that as well. And our opinions, and
were we all 3 in agreement?
Yeah, no, we were. And that was not necessarily a favorable opinion, on J-Bo's side of things, but it was also not personal. Right. It was, we were just assessing what we saw in the video and just kind of talking about, hey, if you're in this situation, this time of night, in this place, and you're doing, this kind of behavior, maybe you're opening yourself up to something like that. All other things aside, Jordan Bohannon had an incredible career, one that will probably be unmatched forever and ever because of the COVID stuff and him getting to play 6 years, I believe.
He came up 2 threes short of breaking JJ Redick's NCAA record for career 3-pointers.
That's correct. He's second all time, first in the Big Ten, first at Iowa. And it's just going to be really hard to match that. Not only that, and I think J-Bo, maybe he can speak to this if he does come on. He's a little bit polarizing, right? He's not afraid to speak his mind. He's always been vocal. He was obviously very vocal about NIL and opportunities and stuff like that, being sort of a guy who was trying to help out his fellow athletes, a frontiersman, if you will. I think that causes some strife. He's a little cocky. He's got a little swag on the court. Some people don't like that. It comes off the wrong way. Some people love it. And I've never seen a Hawk take more shit from Hawk fans or supposed fans than J-Bo. And I would love...
Well, I think we might need to think about that one before we actually state that as fact. Think of all the Hawks that have ever worn black and gold in any sport, he's taken the most shit.
Dude.
You think that he's taken more shit than Petras?
Okay. I get where you're going with that. I think he's taken more shit.
You think he's taken more shit than Adam Woodbury? Do you remember how bad he got shit on for his entire career? Everyone?
Old fucking Woodbury, man. What a character. Wow, what a guy. That's a blast from the past right there, man. I love that pull from you. I think that I don't know a good way to phrase this. For a guy that's also so loved on one end of the spectrum, like we're talking about Petras or Woodbury, where if you look at the full spectrum of things, there's not a lot on the good side, right? For old Woodbury or Petras. There's not a lot of people out there going, what a great career. What a legendary Hawkeye. What a this, that, the other thing. Records broken, this, that. And then also getting the far end of like,
I see where you're going.
He's just a polarizing guy. So I think it would be very, very interesting to listen to him talk about that. And not only has he had to deal with that shit, but he's been relevant. Whether you like it or not, he has been relevant since he came in as a freshman. He obviously had the bloodline where two of his brothers played at Wisconsin and one of them played at UNI. It's a basketball family. He was a big time recruit out of Linmar. I'm pretty sure he was Mr. Basketball. He's been relevant for 6 years, and to take 6 years of shit while also managing 6 years of sort of being in the spotlight and being loved, that's sort of a black and white, two worlds collide, interesting 6 years of life that not many people get to go through. And so I think it would be very, very enlightening to talk to him. And I would love for him to come on here and be like, I didn't really fucking like when you guys talked about me. Like, I would love a little confrontation, not confrontation, but I'd love some very open talk and just like get into the nitty gritty of it. But I don't know. I'm going to reach out to him. I'm going to start, you know, we've got a few other guests that we, that we'll save. To tie the loose end up on spring ball real quick, what's the, not necessarily for a fullback, I guess for a fullback, you're probably just looking to stay healthy. What are the guys' main objectives on Saturday? What does Saturday mean on the inside?
Nothing for, it's just one of the, it's the 15th practice. It's like, hey, let's see if somebody who we think might be a contributor completely shits their pants when they get in Kinnick in front of people.
Yep.
But other than that, it's just another practice for us.
Yep.
Legitimately, it's just one of the 12 padded spring ball practices.
More of a distraction, even, right? Because you got to deal
with mine's everywhere but the practice that day, because it's the last one. It's in Kinnick. There's people there. You got a party afterwards. You don't have to do this anymore. Like, your mind's everywhere but the practice. So you kind of just have to try and find a way through it to perform through it.
Yeah. I do think the point you make there about a young guy having an opportunity is good. I think if you look back on the last couple spring balls, I guess 2 years ago, we didn't have one. The last, if you look at a spring ball and then you look at successively the year following that, 2020 hindsight vision is going to be illuminary of a few things where, oh shit, he was making a few plays at spring ball, whereas he wasn't really in the two deep before. Now we see this guy, he's moving up. It's a lot of behind the scenes stuff where you're going to start to see third stringers who then work themselves up into maybe a second string role this spring start to get a lot of special teams time. And that's going to come to fruition and be very, very important in the fall when there's 70,000 in Kinnick instead of 12,000. And there's an actual opponent with different colors across from them. There are some guys that shit themselves a little bit. Or get distracted and they're not able to handle, let's call it the lights, too well. That's usually not the case. I mean, shit, if at this point you can't handle a crowd, Division I football, you're probably, you know, I'd say get your ass in the transfer portal and go find Central College or something. That's a dig at Central. I, you know, there's nothing wrong with Central College. Shout out Pella and the Dutch, but you know, they're not filling the stands with 70K there.
They're probably not beating Ohio State by 30 either.
No. They did have a fucking insane offense this last season though. They were like top, they were one of the top 8 teams in division 3. They were scoring like 55 a game. It was absurd.
Whoa.
They were murdering people, dude. It was wild. I will say this, there was I would say if you're a fan and you're going to spring day, something to look for would be watch the special teams drills, some of the individual drills. Look for effort guys, of guys wearing numbers you haven't seen before. I think of guys like, Gavin Williams. I think of even Sean Draper, on the gunner position. We're talking Snides when he was younger, Gervais, Kev, any of those guys that became special teams dudes who found a place. Those guys are giving balls to the wall effort in spring ball because you don't get a lot of chances and you have to take advantage. And there's always going to be those dudes. You'll see a couple on it. Scary Terry. We've seen the effort.
Change his number to number two. Love it.
Like that a lot. Like that a lot.
Jealous.
You're going to see a couple guys, probably not as good as old Scary Terry, but you're going to see a couple guys giving that kind of effort and making plays, right? Downing a ball that looks like it's for sure going in the end zone on a punt, and they just make the effort play. Or they make a great play on a tackle. They dip under a block. They're just doing it with effort. You'll see those guys show up and get some significant time in the fall. But like Drake said, the older guys are trying to stay healthy. They're trying to get through the final practice of the year, and they're trying to decide what their fucking first drink is at pregame. That's what it is.
Facts.
That's a good night for them, though.
It is.
Every weekend it comes, or every year it comes around, I get happy for them because that's a hell of a night. Unfortunately, though, they are going to be a little bit under a more watchful eye because one of the players was charged with an OWI this week. Not good.
Good for him.
Not good for him. That's Drake's opinions are not that those of the podcast as a whole.
You don't want to rack up charges while you're playing for the university?
Well, preferably not those charges. I don't know. I don't remember who it was. It was a player whose name is recognizable and has gotten some playing time on special teams, I think, but I don't remember at this point who it was. Not great. Not what you're looking for. And obviously, when there's alcohol involved, post-spring game, everybody's drinking, there's some chances for some bad decisions to be made. But for those listening, probably none of you, have fun, be responsible. And that's about it. That's all about – I don't have any other advice. Last thing, you're going to – it's 420 today, right?
Happy holidays for any of you that like to indulge in the vitamins.
Yeah, in the vitamin mindset. And you're just like randomly going to a to a dinner tonight.
Yeah, going to get some sushi.
With
Kaylee.
With Kaylee, but also Ari Shaffir and Shane Gillis?
No. That's the show we're going to.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck are you talking? I thought you were going to dinner with them and like we're hooked up with Theo somehow.
Oh, no. I mean, that makes sense because I probably could have asked Theo if he was hanging out with them, but we're going to dinner. We're going to get some sushi and then we're going to their show.
Okay. I was like, what the hell is this guy? That makes more sense, but that'll be a good ass show.
Oh, it should be hilarious, man. A bunch of guys who just don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. Some legends. Also, before we cap this, if you are a part of the Patreon and you watch or listen to DHT, people are loving the Bane content. Real big fans of the dog content. In fact, several people took clips or screenshots of the video version of him rolling around and you petting his belly and put that on Twitter. And that's
good. It's good content.
That's good content. If you like dog content, join the Patreon again, and you'll also get a discount on the merch that drops Friday. I also got a Snapchat from you, Drake, last night. We just want to make sure that we always pledge our allegiance to Jenny's ice cream. Drake bought
five pints.
I was going to say at least 4 pints. You bought 5 pints. I saw a gooey butter cake, a brown butter.
2 gooeys, 2 brown butter almond brittles, and 1 Savannah buttermint.
Wow. And so you're going to
have. And then I also have 2 cinnamon rolls in the freezer. So we've got 7 pints of Jenny's in the freezer right now.
So you're ready for this weekend and a little UFC loneliness action with the doggo and yourself.
And both dogs and myself, because Kaylee is in St. Louis with the fam. So. Yep, it'll be UFC, vitamins, Jenny's, and my dogs.
That's incredible. I did, for those, again, on DHT, for the crumble review, I already ate the caramel cake, but I had the snickerdoodle last night. I warmed it up for about 40 seconds. It almost continued to bake and grew into this, like, snickerdoodle cake cookie. It was absolute.
So which one was better, caramel or snickerdoodle?
I'd say the snickerdoodle. The caramel icing It was very simple. It was just like a very simple sugar cookie base with a little caramel icing, and the caramel wasn't strong enough for like me. Still a great flavor, but I would have liked it to be a little stronger. The snickerdoodle was just chef's
choice.
Chef's kiss, decadence, you know?
I'll tell you what, man. I know you don't like seafood, can't handle it. Shellfish, supposedly allergic. Yeah. We think you're just a pussy, but here, that's neither here nor there. Virago Sushi in Nashville. So it's downtown Nashville in the Gulch.
Sure.
It's right. It's not very far off Broadway. And it is transformed. It used to be a nightclub. So the layout of the restaurant, it looks like a nightclub. The bar itself looks very much like where the DJ booth would have been. Their table sections, they have like a really nice VIP table sections that look like it used to be VIP rooms in a nightclub. Mm. And then they have the big open dance floor area where they just have normal table seating. Mm. But all of the seats in there are like super soft, like lounge chairs. And Kaylee and I always grab a couple spots at the bar, and the lounge chairs have some fire sushi. Ooh, wee boys, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I am glad that you guys go and get to go and enjoy that tonight. I hope everybody enjoys their Thursday and their weekend. And if you're going to the spring game, there is a decent chance you'll see me there. Pretty sure.
Oh,
I'm going. I'm pretty sure we're going. If you see me, say hi, and pay attention closely. Gather some questions. Maybe we'll do a post spring game rundown Q&A episode on the walk-ons, because God knows we're hurting for content. We just talked about ice cream and lawsuits and fucking God knows bears and other stuff for an hour. So hope you guys enjoyed this episode, as always, presented by DRF Sports. Thanks to the boys, and we will talk to you on Monday. Peace.